We're in King's College. We can see that the preparation's well underway. How are things going ahead of the event?
Yeah, it's obviously very busy just now. We kick off tomorrow. Our first event is at 10 o'clock. So we're just getting all the preparations in place. But yeah, we're very excited. There's over 120 events throughout the festival weekend, and there's something for everyone. So yeah, we're excited.
Talk us through some events that are being held here.
So tomorrow night, we've got Tim Burgess. So he's one of our acts, and he's on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the Arts Lecture Theatre. So that's tomorrow night. And some other events we've got on tomorrow is we've got Marianne Kennedy. She's doing a singing performance at the Lemon Tree. There's lots of our academic own led events, from healing the brain to learning about countryside and digital life. So yeah, there's lots on offer.
Yeah, I think the interesting about the May Festival as well seems to be the breadth of it. You know, it's not if you're interested in music or literature or science, there is actually, it's a bit of a cliche, but something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. I mean, we've got quite a broad spectrum of events, from literature, music, Gaelic, film, science. So we feel like there is something for everyone, yeah.
Is there anything particular you yourself are looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm quite excited about the Children's Festival. All children events are free throughout the weekend, and we have got so many things on offer for children. We've got magic shows, storytelling, we've got free face painting, free ice cream, lots of things going on around the campus, lots of activities in the Cruikshank Gardens. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
This is the second ever May Festival. How popular was last year's one?
Last year was extremely popular, and there was over 7,500 people throughout the festival weekend, and we're hoping that it'll be even bigger and better this year.
Yeah, definitely. How are ticket sales looking for this weekend at the moment?
Yeah, ticket sales are going really well. As I say, a lot of events are free, so some of the events are sold out, but we still recommend people come down to campus, because there's lots of drop-in activities on offer, especially for families. So take the kids down and have a great weekend.
So you don't even necessarily need to book ahead for something?
No, you don't. Most of the events, we do recommend booking, even though the events are free. But some of them are just drop-ins. So yeah, you can come along and just drop in.